Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Love or list 'em, love or list 'em. We have a lover that needs your wisdom. This, I tell ya, brother, one could end it with the other. Love or list 'em, love or list 'em.
Welcome to Love 'em or List 'em. We do this every single Thursday at this time. We've all been in those weird dating situations. Dating is tough, it's challenging, it can be very weird.
Yeah.
Well, on Thursdays, we have all of our help for one individual who's in a weird dating situation or spot in their life. Today, Mallory is with us, and this is just a question she has after the first date that she went on this past weekend. And,
okay, good start.
She said she went to a nice restaurant in downtown Raleigh recently, and it was the best, worst date she's ever been on, and now she doesn't know what side of the fence she wants to be on. Mallory, I'll let you take it from there. Welcome to Love 'em or List 'em. What are we dealing with today?
The guy is funny, charming, kind, you know, tick, 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 but he also eats and has, I don't know, like manners, like he was raised in a barn. That's be
oh,
kind.
No.
What kind of barn type things is he doing, Mallory?
Well, we started our night with a bowl of soup, you know, which is so fun. I was like, oh, it's my grandfather. And he is a slurper.
Yeah.
And every single scoop, it was. And it was the sound, and I got to hear it, and it was like a 5-year-old finishing a bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
And it was so loud that even the table next to us was giving us like awkward glares.
You know, I haven't ever thought about the fact that soup on a first date is not something you would normally order.
You know, I got this feeling that you're not done yet with some of the commentary.
Yeah. So when the food arrived, he started eating his green beans like they were French fries, and had even asked for a side of ranch to dip them in.
And that's my sister.
I couldn't believe it. And you have to understand, this is a nice restaurant in downtown Raleigh.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and he's dipping the green beans like they're French fries. That's an interesting way to eat your green beans.
And he's talking like he's gesticulating while one is in his hand. You know, like he's like waving it around like a wand.
Like a baton.
Anyway, yeah. And it was just, I don't know, it was gross. I was so embarrassed. And once he finished his food, that, you know, he should have eaten with a fork, I guess. You know, he let out a loud burp.
No.
And said, man, that was good.
Oh.
You know, now it's time to, you know, drop some pounds. I'll be right back.
Oh, God, are you serious? Come on.
Did you go on a date with Peter Griffin?
Why is he sabotaging himself?
Well, it's like, and then he returned and sat back down, and I'm not exaggerating. I'm not, because I did clock this one, but it was 15 minutes. He was gone 15 minutes, and it was as though nothing happened. Not like, I'm sorry, there was a line at the door, even though there wasn't. Make it up, though. Like, pretend.
Have some dignity. I get
He was placing his bets for the night, too, while he was in there.
Oh,
so
I can identify.
I gotta hear the best date part of the story. You set up all the worst stuff. Why is this also the best date
That's
ever?
That's a good question.
Where you're thinking about keeping him around.
You said funny, charming, kind.
Well, okay. So, you know, now I know this all kind of sounds like the worst date of all. You know, thing is, it wasn't that the conversation was wonderful. I'm attracted to the guy.
Are you after all of that?
Yeah, I know this sounds weird, and we ended up talking for, I don't know, 2 hours. Like, I don't know. And the more I thought about it, though, the more grossed out I was about, you know, what had happened.
Oh.
So, like, I don't want to deal with that my entire life. So should his bad habits outweigh the positive?
No.
Like, should I?
They should not.
No, girl, that is nasty.
No, they should not outweigh.
And Brian's saying not outweigh the positives.
You should say what this guy. Yeah.
A homeboy just left the table with full explanation of what was going to happen when he went to the bathroom on a first date. Absolutely not.
So what?
This man is gross.
They have a connection. No, he's not gross. He's feral. Dudes are... Sometimes dudes just don't know better. We're idiots. I was feral before I met my wife. And...
Well, is that... Oh, that's why your left ear is clipped like a cat. That makes sense.
And I microchipped.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, though, some dudes just don't know how to operate, and they're stupid. But the main thing you said, he's funny, charming, kind.
Conversation.
You're still somehow attracted to the guy, so... Take all the wins and then train him.
All right, listen.
Train him.
Okay, so should I love him or list him? What should I do?
This is a good one, Mallory. Stay right there, 919-860-1015. I feel like a lot of people are listening to me like, man, this guy, his habits are nothing compared to what my other half does.
I one time dated a guy who ate with his mouth open, and not only that, he would use a fork in one hand and a finger to cram the food into his mouth with the other.
I stayed
with that guy for 2 years. It never didn't disgust me. I would mention it. It never changed. She needs to list him.
I like it.
Wait, he would cram the food in his mouth? I don't understand.
It was gnarly. Well, he clearly didn't know how to cut the pieces small enough, so he would stab it with his fork, cram it in his mouth, and the parts that weren't already in, he'd shove it in with his finger.
Mallory... Hang tight. We'll get this figured out for you. Love him or list him if you're Mallory. Whew. The best, worst first date ever. 919-860-1015.
I see why Sarah's triggered.
I'm totally triggered.
All right, we got Sarah in Wake Forest with us right now. Sarah, you think this is something that she'll probably never get over?
As someone who didn't notice these red flags, I guess he was on his best behavior 17 years ago while we were dating. 12 years into marriage... Those things don't go away. And they'll just disgust you and annoy you, and you'll try to fix it and say something, but those habits don't go away.
So real quick, Sarah in Wake Forest, are you saying that your husband's annoying bad habits led to a divorce for you, probably with some other things, but is that what you're saying?
No, we're still married, but Lord knows.
She's just grossed out on the daily is what she's saying.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, I mean, when they're comfortable farting, in front of you, or they're burping, or they're slurping, or chewing with their mouth open, they still disgust you years later.
Yeah.
So it does outweigh the good sometimes. And it's, although I'm not divorced, I would just say it's not something you want to live with.
Wow. I really feel like we could unpack a lot here, Sarah.
Yeah. Good luck to your husband. Nice to meet you, I guess. But don't you think, too, you know, what I love about marriage is that you get to be your true self and you get to sort of let down that production everybody puts on in the first couple of dates. You get to be more natural. You know, everybody has their stuff. I just don't, for me, I don't get into the weeds about bad habits because everybody's got them.
Well, you were also a feral guy.
Yeah, but you know,
but
you do things
this.
That
think about
make...
this.
But Sarah, you do things that Eddie would pulls his hair about.
No, I'm perfect.
That's my point. Is she's? I'm like, okay, well,
no,
maybe he could call in and give like six annoying things she does.
If she tries to fix any of this, it will be nagging. And if it's not fixed, what are your children learning? It's okay. Think about if you have a boy.
Oh.
It's just furthering the, it just furthers it, and then you have two of them.
Sarah, we like your honest opinion on the situation that you've dealt with for a long time. Sarah, you call in, okay? Or call back whenever, all right?
Thanks, Sarah.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
A lot of advice on Facebook as well. Mixed Mornings, Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. Sarah, Wake Forest, thank you for calling in again. In the meantime, Mallory, you've heard all of this. You've had the last 15 minutes to kind of think about it a little more. Love or list the guy, best first date of all time. What's going to happen?
I know. I was like really on the fence, but I'm actually going to listen to what Brian has to say, and I'm going to love him and give him another shot.
Girl, you are a bigger woman than me.
The conversation, the great conversation won out over guy dips his green beans like French fries. Okay, I like this.
Good outweighs the bad. You know, I am a teacher. I teach third graders, and I love them, and I just feel like it's a calling, and I can help this guy. You know, I've been on a lot of dates where they may have very good manners, but they don't know how to carry a conversation. And that you can't teach. Where this guy, I mean, he's colorful in his personality, but he's fun, and he acted like he cared about me. So I'm going to give him another shot.
There we go.
All right. Well, good luck.
It's not like you have to marry the guy. You know, you're just trying out the second date, and he's moldable, hopefully. Hopefully you can, you know, turn him into your little piece of Play-Doh and make him just how you want. And then hopefully everything from there is smooth.
Good luck.
Well, thank you, guys. I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know how our next date goes.
Okay.
Need a dentist that's both amazing and caring? Sunrise Dental checks both boxes with over 1,100 five-star Google-rated reviews. Handle all your family's dental needs in one office, from cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, crowns, and whitening. Ask about their dental implant plans. Stop into any of the four Sunrise Dental offices with locations in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and their newest location in Cary at Parkside Town Commons. Let Sunrise Dental take care of you and your smile. Make an appointment today at visitsunrise.com.